This is the 1AAA podcast, and you can tell by the title, we're talking about the Halle Berry single syndrome. Ladies, your freaky has to match your crazy, period, point blank. What's going on, everybody? Y'all already know what this is. This is 1AAA podcast. That's one absolutely African-American podcast. And I'm your host, the Hypocritical Cynic. And I promise to always, always be hypocritical and cynical about every topic I cover on my show. And today's no different. No different. We're talking about the Halle Berry single syndrome. Ladies, your freaky has to match your crazy, period, point blank. It just has to. There's no two ways around it. You know, we confuse women for being misunderstood sometimes or crazy. But in all honesty, that doesn't even matter if your freaky matches your crazy. Now, if you got a little bit of crazy, you deserve to be single because you got to work on yourself before somebody could love you. But if you're not going to work on your crazy, let your freaky match your crazy. And if you don't do this, if you don't adhere to this stipulation, you're going to be single. You're just going to be single. I don't care if you sleep next to your husband and four kids sleep in the rooms down the hallway. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can have a big, beautiful family. But if your freaky does not match your crazy, you are single because that man realizes the relationship is not worth it. The most beautiful part of that man is gone if your freaky don't match your crazy. And it really has nothing to do with sex. It's not all about sex. Not at all about sex. It's basically input and output. Because when a woman's freaky doesn't match her crazy, she fucking somebody that she doesn't want to fuck. She fucking somebody that gave her a notion to be the guy that can appease somebody in her life. Basically, she's fucking somebody that somebody else in her life will fuck. Now, let me say it like this. She's fucking somebody that she respects would want to fuck. Let me say it like that. I don't want to be misunderstood. But like I said, it's not at all about sex. The man is receiving crazy with no normalcy. I mean, ladies, that's hard. That's hard. If every time we talk, you got some attitude. If every time you talk, you mad. I mean, maybe it's not me. Maybe it's not the uncontrolled variable that is this world. We don't control the world. Maybe it could be you. But it would be actually insane for a man to try to expect different results if he talks to you every time about different things and gets the same results. Now, men, you got to work on yourselves, too, because if you're stressing that woman out, you're going to lose the most beautiful part of that woman. Trust me. You got to get yourselves right. Be equally yoked. That's what I always say. Because if you got two people that do credit card fraud, if they both know what they're in for, there are no surprises. But let's talk about the elephant in the room. Halle Berry is not crazy. She does not need meds. A lot of people get mad at themselves for the life that they're living and the life that they know they could be living. Now, if you look at the Bible, if it didn't say B-I-B-L-E, if it said L-I-F-E, if it was the book of life, everybody would be exactly what they need to be at the right time. But in all honesty, Halle Berry is not crazy. She does not need meds. She needs game. G-A-M-E, game. That lady wants a thug, but she can't deal with a thug. But she's smart enough to realize she can't deal with a thug. She's a lady. You know, she has issues, but we all have issues. But when we fight reality, we go into some kind of trance. You could almost see it in her eyes, Halle Berry's eyes, and Gabrielle Union's eyes. When they start to fight reality, their eyes go into some kind of trance, and it just turns off any kind of social understanding. And when you see that in a person, there's nothing you could do right there. You're going to have to go 90% physical communication over the 10% verbal. Not physical, it's negativity, but display your message in a physical statement. you don't want to talk about the situation, walk out. Don't try to gracefully word your way out of that situation. It's not going to work. If you want to hug that woman and she don't want to be hugged, that's not the time to hug her. The best thing to do is use your 90% physical communication to walk out of that room. If you can handle it any other way, put it in the comments, you know, 1AAApodcast@gmail.com. Let me know so I can make a better show. But 1AAApodcast has the answers. This is the relationship guru, and I want everybody to look for the elephant in their relationship if this doesn't apply to you. But stay tuned to this here on Anchor, which is a great show. Gives me analytics. And then I also have videos on YouTube, though we moved to Anchor for some possible shadow banning, alleged shadow banning from YouTube. But that's here nor there. But in all honesty, I can't say the men that Halle Berry has been with are good men. The Bible says no man is good. But Halle Berry doesn't deserve to be in the room next door to a good man. But she doesn't want one anyway, so that's not a knock. She'd laugh when she hears this. She wants a thug. But literally, karmic remuneration, how her mother treated men. And I don't care if she was an orphan and don't even know her mama. I'm saying karmic remuneration of how her mother treated men, or how, whoever taught her how to treat men, is getting her back. It's not too hard to understand that if you do somebody wrong, you'll see a generational curse in their kids. If they don't know what's going on, you'll see a generational curse in the kids. If they realize what's going on and they're trying to take the steps to change, and it'll be a generational quest for Halle Berry once she hears this show. Because then you'll actually see the finish line and you'll do everything to get there. But like I was saying, Halle Berry does not want a good man. She don't even think about a good man when she play with herself. Excuse me. All the kids need to leave the room. Shout out Trey King. Her inner child might want a good man. Or like I said earlier, the outside influence in her life probably wants her to be with a good man. But she don't want no good man at all. She need to go ahead, be Candy from that one show, and be with who she wants to be with so she can be happy and flourish. Now, rest in peace, I think, to her boyfriend or husband that died. But I give them kudos because they wouldn't worry about what anybody else was thinking, just like Will and Jada Smith. They followed their heart. They did what they loved to rise above the bullshit. But Halle Berry wants to fuck hard and laugh about being rich. Now, a good man, if he got a problem fucking hard, man, you got to talk to somebody else, not me. You know what I'm saying? If you can't laugh about being rich, that's probably because she done pissed you off. Now, if she done pissed you off, that's because you're not the thug that she wants. And it's not your fault. Don't take no step back in life because Halle Berry didn't work out. Guys out there with these beautiful women that continually single, don't take any flack from that, because counseling is $90 an hour. I'm about to start my counseling show over the Anchor and Cash App. My Cash App is 1AAApodcastTX. Y'all donate, give as much as you can. Give till it hurts. But don't take any flack from not making it with a woman that is beautiful as Halle Berry, because somebody will question, why would you leave here? Leave a woman like that. And Otis Nixon, David Justice, Eric Benet, and this dude will tell you, and I think it was a white dude too, will tell you, which is not bad for like 30 years, but will tell you that it's her. She had a full gambit of good dudes that really didn't want to do her too wrong, but that crazy don't match your freaky. And it's like, damn, I can't, you know what I'm saying, understand that. Guys will move on mentally before they do physically. But she goes into that trance and she don't even recognize what's going on. Her solar connection with the solar system, she'll let her know what's going on, but she was blind to the fact. She really finds men who want to make her happy forever, but she's stuck in the past. You know, let's point out, you know, talking bad about Mrs. Halle Berry. Let's explain one thing she did do right. She did not marry the weekend dick. Weekend dick is for the weekend. If you bring weekend dick home during the week, you're going to feel weak. You bring weekend pussy home during the week, you're going to feel weak. She never married weekend dick, so she going to bounce back out of this. But she does need weekend dick, period, point blank. So if she goes through a freak phase, it's not because her ex-husband wasn't handling business in the bed. It's because her ex-husband didn't want to be in the same room with her. Way big, way, way, way different thing. But that is a slippery slope into feminism, and I'm going to cut the show right here. Hatred of men can come from not being with the man that you want to be. The only answer to end feminism, because I don't think it's a good thing. The only answer to truly end feminism, is women's rights. Oh, and fuck them right in the pussy. But let me say thanks. Let me thank my fans. I want to encourage you to like, comment, subscribe, share. Let somebody else hear this. One day Halle Berry will hear this. And Halle Berry, let me say real quick, like the person you like that likes you back. Let that person know you want to be in their life as a formidable suitor. Being like the person you like, not the person your mama accepts or your sister condones. And then if they like you back, hey, that's the foundation of love. Y'all be good.